Next patient is William Barning. William Barning. W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Barning. B-A-R-N-I-N-G. Barning. B as in boy. Barning. Their birth is 5-9-1940. Date of visit 12-13-24. Next. Paragraph. Can you make copy for Joey Wilder, D-O? Joey Wilder, J-O-E-Y, Wilder, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Joey, thank you for sending William Barning for evaluation. Next paragraph. History will tell us. This is an 84-year-old male with a history of recurrent bronchitis. Has been coughing since the past 3 to 4 weeks, and has been treated for exacerbation of COPD. The patient also has been bringing up some whitish mucus and was placed on oral antibiotics. Presently, he is slightly improved and has less coughing and denies any wheezing or chest pains. Next paragraph, the patient did have the patient did not have any chest x-ray done recently. He is being treated for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for carcinoma of the right kidney with ablation procedure in 2006. He also had right vocal cord cancer in 2012. For which radiation therapy was given. The patient has been diagnosed to have Alzheimer's since 5 years. He also is a hypertensive since over 20 years and has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 7 years and then quit. Occasional alcohol use. Next, family history. Mother died of Hodgkin's disease. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph. Med list. Include Ramipril 2.5 milligrams daily. Pepsi 20 milligrams BID. And Atro and nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril BID. Metoprolol 25 milligrams BID. Daily, and Lipitor 10 milligrams daily, Donazepil 10 milligrams daily, Memantin 10 milligrams BID. Could you please add in the allergy section, allergies to Levaquin, Codeine, and Niaspan. And please add in the past history. Past history also includes history of stroke without residual. History for tonsillectomy and history of hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia, impaired fasting glucose. And coronary arteriosclerosis and peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph. please write in the past history. Past history includes robotic resection of the kidney tumor on the right and stent placement in the subclavian. Next paragraph, physical exam. System review. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss. He has cataracts. He has sore throat and hoarseness. He has cough and shortness of breath. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has hay fever. He has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no constipation, no diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg swelling. He has anxiety attacks. He has easy bruising. He has muscle aches and joint stiffness. No seizures, headaches, but has memory loss and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly, male alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure, 130 over 70, pulses, 72, respirations, 20. Temperature is 98. Weight is 212, saturation 95. HENT, abnormal cephalic pupils, reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck, supplement, bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular, soon in S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremity is 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. No cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis with reactive airway disease. Number 2 is hypertension. And number 3 is history of dementia. And number 4, history of kidney cancer. Status post resection. Number 5 is history of upper airway carcinoma. And status post radiation. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT and also get a CT chest without contrast. He will continue with his present medications and also use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. CBC and IgE level to be obtained. He has already completed a course of antibiotics. If there is any indication of a lung infiltrate on the CT chest, we will have to place him on additional antibiotic therapy. And if the PFTs are suggestive of obstructive lung disease, we will place him on a long-acting bronchodilator with long-acting bronchodilator with an inhaled steroid. We'll follow up in 6 weeks and make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Joey Wilder, D-O, Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, D-O.